KCIM Sports presents the Pizza Ranch Saturday Morning Coaches Show with Sports Director Jeff Blankman.
Thank you very much, John. Good Saturday morning here. Welcome to the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. An extremely busy show today, so we're going to run through the scores quickly here in a moment. We got Justin Yetmar, Katie Cook, Randy Beeson, Sean Minahan, Shane Vaughn, Deb Danner, Eric Noggle, and Joe Daniels all scheduled to join us. We'll start off with boys bowling. It was Kemper falling to Greene County, 2,891 to 2,479. Carroll won a triangular at Fort Dodge with 2,664. Fort Dodge had 2,571 and Estherville Lincoln Central 2,481. In girls bowling, Carroll knocked off Fort Dodge 1,568 to 1,558. Kemper fell to Greene County at 1,699 to 1,293. In girls wrestling action yesterday, it was Audubon taking five of their girls to the Council Bluffs Classic. They would sit right now in day one of two. They are at 23rd place out of 36 teams. And again, all of their wrestlers will be back in action coming up later on today. Audubon, the rest of the Audubon girls in Kemper went to the Riverside Tournament last night. It was Kemper finishing seventh with 90 points. Audubon would finish up in 14th place with 18 points. On the boys' side of things, Esack County went to the Maple Valley Antenoto Tournament. They would finish up in 11th place with 57 points. Quick look at the scoreboard from basketball last night. On the boys' side of things, Kemper over Red Oak, 96-47. It was Peyton Trinan down in Camanita, 66-47. Ike Manning losing to Audubon as the Wheelers win that one, 67-52. Coon Rapids Baird knocked off Glidden Ralston, 69-33. It was also GTRA topping South Central Calhoun, 53-46. Esack falls to Newell Fonda, 55-47. And Audubon loses at Woodbine, 66-48. On the girls' side of things, Kemper over Red Oak, 67-35. Arweva falls to Woodbine, 63-16. It was Camanita losing beating Peyton Trinan, 65-36. South Central Calhoun falls to GTRA, 64-38. Esack lost at Newell Fonda, 72-24. Coon Rapids Baird downs Glidden Ralston, 48-33. Again, we'll step away, take a break. Justin Yetmar with the Kemper girls basketball team set to join us next here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Pizza Ranch Coaches Show rolling on this Saturday morning as we talk a little Kemper girls basketball. They go 2-0 on the week to move to 4-1 on the season, picking up a win Tuesday night against Harlan, then last night making that long travel down to Red Oak to come away with another victory. Coaches, always good to catch up with you. How you doing?
I'm good. Appreciate the call, Jeff. And, yeah, excited to talk some Kemper girls hoops.
Yeah, if I forgot, it is Coach Justin Yetmar who is joining us here this morning. Coach, a 67-35 win last night down at Red Oak. Kind of controlled every quarter the way it looks. How did things play out?
Yeah, we got off to a fast start, both defensively and on the offensive end. We were getting the ball to go through the hoop early in the first quarter. Then it kind of stalled a little bit in the second quarter, but we scored over 15 I think every quarter, which is a good target for us. We really challenged the girls to let's score. It doesn't have to be shooting threes and those kinds of things. It's we can score a lot of different ways, and the girls took that challenge and executed.
Coach, what worked well for you offensively?
They were very aggressive defensively. So we ran a lot of motion offense and really used some cutting and some down screening to get our girls free. And we got a lot of really good looks. We still missed a few bunnies, but overall we're very active offensively. A little sharper passing, all those things that lead to better outcomes on the offensive end.
Looks like Addie Antover and Elsa Tiefenthaler leading you last night on the offensive end. Addie with 18, Elsa with 14. Was Elsa on the dribble drive, or was she hitting threes, and was Addie kind of dominant on the inside?
It was a mix of both. Elsa, she hit a couple threes, but I thought she played a really good floor game.
Okay.
We knew Addie had, a mismatch in a lot of different aspects of, if she'd step out on the perimeter, her first step is really quick. So she got to the hole a lot really early, and she got to the free throw line. So she kind of made the game easy on herself. And then, Charlotte Hackford had a great night shooting the basketball. She was 3 of 3 from three.
Good.
And Kaylee does her thing, and Wally does her thing. And, we had, what do we have? I think 10 or 12 off the bench, 10 or 12 points off the bench. So we'll take those kinds of scoring output for us.
How good did the defense play to hold them really in single digits in two of the four quarters, but only 10 in the other two? You hold them to 35 points. That sounds like a really good defensive performance.
Early on, we were good, Jeff. We were really sharp defensively. We had a game plan with them and what we were going to do, and the girls executed pretty close to perfection. Even the shots they hit were really tough. So early on, and then in the second half, kind of midway through the third quarter, I think we lost a little bit of focus defensively. But it's stuff we know we can clean up and kind of readjust, our focus at times. So overall, kind of status quo for us on the defensive end. We're active. We got our hands on a lot of passes. So I'd say 50% where we wanted to be last night.
Coach, kind of the opposite then, the Harlan game, you played well in the first half, but kind of took control Tuesday night in the second half there.
Yeah. Tuesday was a great confidence boost. We haven't had much luck against Harlan the last 3 years. So, I was just really proud of the girls. They had a 6'2". The Brooke girl, she's very skilled, very good. And we held her to 7, and I think she was averaging close to 16 or 17 a night. So really proud of our defensive effort, their focus on the game plan, and, they execute it. And then, again, Tuesday night was one of those nights where we didn't shoot it particularly well, and I keep saying that because I'm just confident we are going to start shooting it better. But different kids stepped up at different times. We were really balanced on Tuesday, and that makes it tough to defend when you have, five scorers out there.
Coach, the offense, though, it's kind of interesting. You talk about not shooting well. It's interesting in the fact that, like, the other night you had Kaylee, Elsa, and Olivia leading you in scoring. Tonight it was Elsa and Annie Antover. So, and Charlotte shot the ball really well, it sounds like. So you got different weapons on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, that's what makes this group fun is you just kind of never know where it's going to come from. Obviously a lot of focus is put on Elsa from the teams we play. And she's handled that really well. I don't think she's playing selfish basketball. She's getting everybody involved, and the girls, she's just confident in the girls around her that they're going to make plays. And so it's a sign of a really good point guard that's, doing those kinds of things.
You got Atlantic now on Tuesday night. They look like a pretty good ball club. Have you had a chance to peek at them at all?
I saw one of their games just versus another scout we did. But yeah, they're very good. They've had our number the last 2 years as well. The girls know this is a big one for us in the Hawkeye 10. We want to keep our momentum going. We got a tough week next week with Atlantic, Spencer, and Carlisle. So we know we're going to have to step up, and it starts with Harlan. Kind of taking a page out of Coach Steinkamp's book of, today we're 1-0, and tomorrow we're 0-0, and the girls will get back to work and do what we have for Atlantic.
Well, Coach, I'm looking forward to seeing you down in Atlantic on Tuesday night. Hopefully the weather clears up and we start to get a little better weather for everybody to travel in. So appreciate you joining us here on this Saturday morning. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll see you Tuesday.
I appreciate it, Jeff. Thank you.
You bet. Head Coach Justin Yatmar again with the Kemper Girls basketball team, back with more here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show.
Check out the deals at Mackey Motors in Lake City.
Love to hunt, can't shoot, a.k.a. Dylan Addison? Try Mackey Motors Guaranteed Trophies. 15,000 off leftover 25s, 0% interest rate on half tons, Equinoxes, and Trailblazers. Also home to the co-op discount. Need used? Over 200 to choose from. Tag one over 10 and bring your own beater in for 2,000 on a push, pull, or drag at Mackey Motors.
Rumor has it, we got the margarita machine fired up.
But Grandpa, it's Christmas.
That's why we fired it up.
Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City.
We're back here on this Saturday morning talking Carroll girls basketball here on the Peach Ranch Coaches Show. Joining us right now is head coach Katie Cook as they head into their game with Storm Lake later this afternoon at 2-2 on the season. Coach, it's always good to catch up with you. How you doing?
Thanks. Doing well, Jeff. Looking forward to the game.
You bet. Should be a fun one this afternoon. These matchups with Storm Lake have been some pretty good games over the years. We'll talk about that here in just a moment. Do need to bounce back, though. You guys traveled to ADM on Tuesday night, and you and I were talking here during the commercial break. They came in 0-4, but if you look at their schedule, there was a reason they were 0-4. It was pretty loaded. This is pretty good ball club that you guys faced on Tuesday night.
Very good. Very, very quick girls, put on a lot of defensive pressure and you know, made it tough for us to score.
Yeah, sounds like kind of a tough shooting night. Is that maybe the best way to sum up what happened Tuesday night?
For sure. We struggled from the field. And, you know, other than that, we played them pretty even, played them pretty tough. We just have to find a way to make more shots or create more shots.
You were mentioning that they had quite a few turnovers. I know you gave up 57, so sometimes you give up that much and you don't feel like the defense played well, but if you're creating turnovers, was it a pretty good night defensively?
You know, not bad. I always think we could be better.
Yep.
But yeah, no, I'm proud of the way our girls really dig in and try to create turnovers, try to be tough on the ball, try to make it tough for them to score. I think we get better at that every day.
Where did you see the improvement this week and maybe in practice after that game?
We're just developing, still, you know, we're in the early stages. We're just developing that toughness, trying to figure out if we have the right people in the right places. And we see a lot of different scenarios throughout the season, see a lot of different presses, defenses. So we're trying to kind of find where we operate best, I guess.
Who, if you needed to have like a stopper or two, who do you lean on defensively? I know Bella Lou's done a really nice job. Who else do you probably slide in there as maybe those defensive stoppers?
Oh, you know, everybody's been playing pretty tough defense. Okay. Like Bella Lou's feet are really fast, and she's physically tough. So we like to put her on the other team's best player if it works out that way, you know. But we've got a lot of versatility with Allie, yep. And Allie and Chloe have good size and speed. They can guard well, too. You know, and honestly, all of our girls can all guard equally well. It's just a matter of how the matchup works out, I guess.
Does that give you some options then defensively when you got a team that's full of kids that will work hard defensively?
Yeah, absolutely. There are a lot of different ways that we can guard screens, which is nice to be able to just kind of make those adjustments throughout the game. And then just their willingness to learn and try different things and talk to each other out there, it makes a big difference as well.
Coach, on the offensive side, the struggles the other night, were you getting good looks, running your offense well, and the shots just weren't falling, or did ADM kind of make every look pretty tough?
ADM they brought a lot of pressure, throwing a lot of traps. So it kind of gets you out of your offensive system. We were just playing basketball, to be honest. And we couldn't get our shots to fall, struggled a little bit taking care of the ball. But I think it's a good game for us early in the season to have and to learn from and grow from.
Who did you feel like, you know, maybe had a good offensive game? I know Allie looked like she played pretty well for you that night.
Yeah, I think Allie led us in scoring. you know, as usual, when push comes to shove, you know, number 34, she's usually got the ball for us, whether it's helping us break the press or getting to the lane or hitting a three. Yeah, Allie's been pretty tough for us. I think she finished with 8. Bella Lou had 7.
Yep.
And Jersey Spore had 5.
Bella works so hard defensively. What do you look for her on the offensive end with her having 7 the other night to be your second leading scorer?
Yeah, Bella's a great shooter. She's really good from the corner. She's learning to drive and kick, to drive and finish, and just kind of make those reads depending on what kind of defense she draws. So she's seen a lot of growth from Bella Lou, and she's been really essential for us. She doesn't come out much.
Storm Lake, we mentioned that coming up today. This has been a pretty good matchup over the years. You guys lead at 8-5 in the last, you know, 15 years or so. So you guys have seen each other quite a bit. They've improved, though, in the last few years. What are you looking at with the matchup here today?
Oh, they've got their two leading scorers are Avery DeHaan and Grace Kinkle. They do the bulk of the scoring for Storm Lake. So I think we'll focus mostly on, I mean, they're a well-rounded team, like you said. They've really improved over the years. They're well-coached, so it's not like you can only guard their two best players. But it'll be a tough, closely matched game for us. I think they ended our season last year, so we might be looking at it as a little bit of a revenge game if we can. But definitely Avery DeHaan, great shooter, and then Grace Kinkle inside. They're their leading scorers with 15 apiece, I believe.
What do you think you can do defensively against those two and not let the other girls hurt you?
Well, we like to be tough on the ball. Maybe we can limit their touches. You know, like we were talking about earlier, I think we have top to bottom. We have pretty good defenders.
Yep.
So, and it's kind of difficult to tell on film, you know, how those matchups will work out in real life. So we'll just go roll the ball out and see what happens and adjust as needed.
Where do you feel you can attack them when you have the ball?
We're just going to play, honestly, we're going to just play our game. I think right now at this stage in the season, we probably need to worry more about us, what we do, and do it well, rather than, you know, trying to change it every 2 days for each game. So we'll just try to make good reads and take good shots and see what pans out.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you joining us here on these Saturday mornings. Wish you the best of luck coming up a little bit later on today, and we'll talk to you again here soon.
Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Head coach Katie Cook again with the Carroll girls basketball team, back with more of the Pete's Ranch Coaches Show here on KCIM.
Hello, it's Dr. Rick Godding here from St. Anthony's Orthopedics. Just wanted to talk a little bit about winter in Iowa and orthopedic safety. Winter can be beautiful, but it's also slippery. Every year we see many, many injuries from slips and falls in the ice and the snow, and a lot of them can be preventable. A few simple steps that you can take. Walk with handrails when they're available, and walk slowly. And remember, black ice can be invisible, so take your time getting where you're going. And when in doubt, don't go out. If you're worried about it, call someone and have them help you. Also, another thing you can do is, if you are on some ice, take short, shuffling steps and get off that ice as soon as possible. If you do take a tumble, don't try to tough it out. Pain, swelling, or trouble moving a joint could mean a fracture or a sprain, and the sooner you get it checked out, the faster you can heal. At St. Anthony's Orthopedics, we're here to help you keep moving safely this winter and beyond. So stay safe, walk smart, and always look to the cross. Always St. Anthony.
Randy Beeson, head boys basketball coach with the Carroll Tigers, joining us here on this Saturday morning as the Tigers get ready to take on Storm Lake coming up a little bit later on. Tigers with a one game earlier this week, I should say. Coach, I don't want to make you play twice in a day, but appreciate you joining us here today.
Yeah, no problem.
You bet. You guys did take on ADM earlier this week. Had to travel over there. It was a tough one. Before we get started with that, I do want to bounce back. You were telling me during the break here that you guys figured something out with that Carlisle game last week, and Luol put up some pretty good numbers.
Yeah, we had to go back and check stats and check the records and all that good stuff. But, yeah, Louis Tardieff ended up with 9 points, 12 rebounds, and 10 blocks, which is a pretty good first game, first varsity career game stats. But he broke Adam Holeska's record from 2000-2001 where he had 7 block shots in a game. So we wanted to make sure that it was accurate. We went back and watched film and checked everything out. He ended up with 10 blocks in the game. So excited for Louis to be able to do that.
Yeah, and that what a guy's record to break, right? Adam Holeska, yeah. That, you know, 20-some years ago, and great job for him. Hopefully that doesn't put it too much pressure on him to go out and try and duplicate that, right?
yeah, a lot of pressure. I told him after, I said, hey, really good job. Like, I know we're relying on you to protect the basket a lot. Hopefully our defense gets a little better so
right.
You don't have to bail us out so many times. But, yeah, Adam Holeska still's got a lot of records in that record book that haven't been broken yet. But, yeah. Proud of Louis for first game of being able to do that.
Yeah, congratulations to him. Coach, Tuesday ran into a buzzsaw the way it looked early. ADM kind of jumped out to a quick lead on you guys. What happened there early in the game?
Yeah, they're really good. I mean, depending on what rankings you look at, they're in the top 5 of 3 different rankings that I've seen. So, and they're legit. The Lawrence M. Kidd is a really good guard, averaging 28 points a game. We held him to 18, but early on he got just easy ones in transition. We had a couple turnovers, had a couple long rebounds where he leaks out and he got behind the defense and got a couple easy ones there. In the half court, we actually played pretty good defense on him, but he got a couple easy ones early on. And we weren't very good offensively. We're still trying to figure a few things out. You know, we scored 6 points. We're down 26 after the first quarter. Had 2 points for the first 4-5 minutes of the first quarter. And just taking too many tough shots. We got to run our offense better. We got to try to get people open. And instead of putting our head down and taking a tough shot against 2 people, we got to be able to make that extra pass and find the open guy. So give them credit. They made shots and did a nice job. And, again, the bright kid for them, the point guard, 6'5 point guard, really nice player, had 10 assists, 9 rebounds, you know, does a little bit of everything, can make shots, but he didn't have to. He drew a crowd and kicked out to people, and they got other guys that can make shots. Their post player, first time playing, a lot of varsity minutes, made a few threes and looked good shooting it as well, ended up being their leading scorer with 19 points, so. They did a lot of things really well, and we struggled to score, and defensively we were just okay. So it wasn't a great night for us.
Looks like second half, at least third, a little bit better in fourth quarter or not really?
Yeah. I mean, obviously when you get down 20-6 right from the start, you know, it was 37-19 at halftime. So, again, only scoring 19 points and a half isn't going to get it done against anybody. So, we got to be better offensively. That's the big focus the last few days of practice was, you know, making sure we get better shots. We got to shoot a better percentage from the field. And if we can make a few extra passes and screen and cut and move with a purpose instead of just exchanging with people, that'll make a big difference. So we had a big talk. I didn't feel like we were ready to play. I mean, going on the road first time, going on the road against number one team, like, I mean, those are fun games, right? Regardless of, you know, how good they are, you get a chance to play against the number one team in the state at their place. And, you know, I didn't feel like we brought the energy right from the start. We were just kind of lackadaisical on the offensive end and a lot of standing around. So we'll keep getting better. We'll keep learning. And obviously we have a lot of guys that are playing varsity minutes that haven't had an opportunity to do that. So guys are still trying to figure out their role and where they stand and what they're expected to do and how it all works. So, you know, we'll keep getting better. And we told the guys too, like, you're playing against the number one team in the state, you know, you're going to be playing against number two or number three team in the state the next game.
Yep.
So, it's fun to play in these games and, you know, you got to be ready to go and you're trying to learn what it takes to be the best. So, you're trying to simulate all that stuff in practice, but that's really tough to do. So when you go against someone like that, like, there's a lot of learning that should be done. So, yeah, you got beat by 20 on the road to a number one team, but hopefully there's a lot of learning going on, and guys are excited of, hey, you know, if you want to beat the best and want to be one of the best teams in the state, this is what we have to get to and how we need to play and what offense should be run and how the offense should move and defensively what you have to do. So there's a lot of learning going on, and like I said, the last few days we've had some good days of practice and guys are buying in, so we'll keep getting better.
Yeah, you mentioned tough tests coming up today. You guys got Jaden Kuhn and Storm Lake coming in. And yeah, I say Jaden Kuhn, it's not just him, but he's the name that a lot of people know from that team.
Yeah, he's really good. I mean, you can't mention Storm Lake without talking about him, right? Going to Creighton, really explosive athletic player. He can shoot from outside. He's fun to watch, obviously. And we've had some good battles with Storm Lake. I mean,
yep.
Obviously, we went there last year and knocked them off when they were undefeated and ranked as well at their place. And, you know, they got us in districts, but we were right in that game too and played them well. So hopefully our guys will be up to the challenge today. And, you know, they have a really good point guard in the Boyd kid. We did a really good job on him the first game last year, which helped us win that game. He was tougher to control in that district game, which helped them win as well. So, I mean, they bring almost everyone back. The Diversen kid is gone. He was one of the shooters for them, but they have pretty much everyone back from last year. I don't think they're as deep as what they were last year, but they got a lot of weapons. They got a shooter that comes off the bench that can knock down a bunch of shots. They got length and size besides Kuhn and Boyd that can all rebound and do something. So we're going to have to be pretty good defensively. We're going to have to protect the paint as much as possible and force them to make some outside shots. And then obviously you can't beat anyone if you score 50 points or 19 and a half. So we're going to have to be better offensively and put the ball in the hole. So we're looking forward to the challenge. This should be a fun one.
Yeah, well, Coach, you guys had some success last year against them in that first matchup. Hopefully this game will play out that same way. So we appreciate you joining us here today. Best of luck coming up a little bit later on this afternoon. I know we'll have Casey Miners up there to broadcast the game.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
You bet. Head Coach Randy Beeson again with the Cowboys basketball team, back with more of the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show coming up here on KCIM.
A highlight home for Mid-Hour Real Estate Team, 1059 Amy Avenue. This spacious four-bedroom, three-bath home comes equipped with kitchen appliances plus two fireplaces. The primary bedroom features a private bath and walk-in closets, and main-level laundry makes life easy. The finished lower level offers a large family room, bar area, and two more bedrooms, all topped off with an oversized garage. All of this at 1059 Amy Avenue with a list price of $375,000. This is Brandon Snyder with another quality offering from Mid-Iowa Real Estate Team. Take your tour at midiowateam.com.
Sean Minahan, the head boys basketball coach with the Kemper Knights, joining us here on this Saturday morning. Coach, appreciate you joining us, and congrats. A long bus trip back from Red Oak last night. Today you get a drive up, but at least it's not till later on this afternoon up to Iowa Central up in Fort Dodge for a big matchup with Clear Lake, which should be a fun one.
Yeah, we're really excited about that game. You know, cap off our second week of games and against a team that we're really hoping gives us a good competition.
Yeah, should hopefully be more than what you guys have seen. That's not a knock on the two teams, but you guys kind of rolled through your two games this week, beating Harlan 81-45 and last night winning down at Red Oak 96-47. Coach, I don't mean this in a bad way, but what do you take away from games like that? What do you hope to see and kind of learn about your team?
You know, we shot the ball better last night, which was nice. Defensive intensity. I thought we really came out strong at a halftime. We had a big lead and we challenged our starters. You know, we'll let you play a little bit longer, but you need to really bring the energy. And I think we had four straight steals and got three dunks in the first 90 seconds of the second half. And they called a timeout and we're like, all right, we called it a night for those guys and let them try to rest up and get healthy and be healthy going into tomorrow or today, I should say.
Yeah, you guys shot the ball well last night, the way it looked and the way it sounded. I think about 67% from the field, and I think 50% or close to that from three-point line.
Yeah, the guys, we had down for 13-26, running at 50%. Had a bunch of different guys making them. Brock shot the ball really well. That was great to see. Jack, he got some threes to go for him. That was great. Teddy Perkins hit three fours off the bench. That was pretty fun to see as well.
You bring up Jack. I know a lot of people were wondering who would take that point guard role with Carson, who had been a 3-year starter for you in that spot, graduating. It looks like maybe he's jumped in and kind of said, "I'll take that role," or am I misreading that a little bit?
Yeah, no, he said "I'll do what Carson did," and we're like, "Well, you don't have to be the same type of player," but 2 games this week he had 10 assists and 9 assists,
yep.
So he had 19 assists in 2 games. That's not too shabby. That's very Carson-like, but he's a different player. He's,
yep.
He's big, he's strong, he plays really physical. It's been fun to see his growth and development this year.
And last night looked like he looked for his own shot a little bit more, maybe?
A little bit. You know, he's still not taking a ton of shots, but he's just doing a great job. And I think the biggest thing he really does is he sets the tone defensively for us. You know, really putting pressure on the ball. Being physical, he rebounds really well from the point guard position, and he's just doing a great job of leading us.
Coach, you talked about the defensive intensity. Who starts that for you?
I mean, start Jack putting pressure on the ball, but Griffin, Glenn, Dylan, Brock, Ryan, all five of those guys do a great job, and then Tanner and Jordan have done a great job for us coming off the bench, bringing the energy. Teddy Perkins does a really good job of bringing that energy as well and competing. And, they all understand that's what's going to needs to be the difference maker for us this year, is bringing it on the defensive end and letting that facilitate our offense.
You guys have won almost all of your games by around 40. I know some people wondered where the depth would come this year. You mentioned a few guys there. These are those type of games early in the season where you can kind of develop some of those guys that maybe hadn't seen a ton of varsity minutes in the past.
Yeah, and we said that to the guys last night. Those five, they only played for 2 minutes of the second half, and, they really wanted to go back out there. But we're like, guys, you'll get plenty of minutes all year. But this is a great opportunity for those younger guys to really, Tanner and Jordan are two seniors who Tanner didn't even do varsity for his last year. Jordan played a little bit. It was in a lot fourth quarter minutes. So it's nice to get them a little bit more experience and reps. And then you got guys like Easton and Nash that are really coming along. Teddy didn't do varsity for his last year either. And then you get Griffin, Bauer, and Landon Potterbaum, who are seniors for us. Get them minutes as well. It's always fun to see them go out and play as well.
Looking back at the game Tuesday against Harlan, kind of been the theme, it seems like, for you guys. Quick starts up 23-7 at the end of the first quarter. You had 52-20 lead going into the halftime. Is that something you've talked about trying to create a little bit more with the defense this year and bringing that intensity? Is that kind of going, hey, let's get these kind of quick starts and maybe put some of these games away early?
And what we did last year, it's just this year, I think it's really showing. Our transition game continues to be strong, but it's just that, you got five guys who played a lot of really good basketball last year who are, hungry coming off of the way last season ended, hungry coming off of the success from football and just getting out there being athletic, and, they're really tough to match up with.
Coach, Clear Lake tonight, 6:30, the scheduled start time. I know it's part of an all-day classic up there, so I say 6:30-ish or so, kind of, with a grain of salt, then anything can happen with any of the games going on today if they get played, depending on the weather tonight. But what are you looking at? What are you hoping to get from that matchup?
They've only had one game. This will be their second game, so it's a little tough to get a good feel for them. They wanted a blowout, which, we have to. All of our games have been blowouts as well, but we've got three games now under our belt, so it's nice to get that. But they, if they just set up that their schedule this way because of their football success they had planned. But they were state runner up last year in 3A, number one team in 3A most of the last year. They're number one team in 3A this year, depending on where you look. They return three starters. big physical. They want to get out and pressure you on defense. They want to get out and run in transition on offense. So stylistically, pretty similar to what we want to do and how they want to attack a game. Now, it might look a little bit different from the offense that they run, but stylistically, they want to put pressure on you and they want to run out and transition. So it's exciting to see just how well we're able to do it with some of the best competition in the state.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all of the time. Get some rest today. Sounds like you need to drink a little water there for the voice so that you have it nice and strong for that one tonight. I'm looking forward to seeing you up at Iowa Central later on today.
Yeah, it'll be a fun one. We'll see what I got for a voice by the end of the day, but it's going to be fun.
You bet. Head Coach Sean Minahan again with the Kemper boys basketball team, back with more here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at pizzaranch.com. Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Back here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show on this Saturday morning, of course, we're talking right now with Shane Vaughn, one of the busiest guys on the planet right now, coaching both the Kemper girls and boys wrestling team. Coach, have you figured out yet? Are you coming or are you going today?
It's little of this, little of that.
I appreciate you joining us here today. And again, thanks for all the time you've given us. It's been a busy week. It's going to continue to be busy. You're heading with the boys over to the Ogden Duels today. You were down at Riverside last night for a girls tournament. We'll start there. Good showing, you said, for the girls in a really strong set of performances by several of the girls.
Yeah, they've been doing a really good job, just kind of day by day getting better and working on the little things and improving. And they brought it, they had a couple matches in there, individually here and there that a few of them I know would like back. But we're early in the year and they're showing progress. And, it's not all that bad to take a loss that frustrates you a little bit early on, because it can kind of motivate you to get back in the room and keep working and, give you something new to hope for.
What are some of the things that the girls are doing well?
We're getting a lot better in the hand fight. Early on we weren't the most physical group, but they're starting to use their hands and feet and working together and moving people to set up our offense. And it's paying off a lot for us. So that's been definitely a focal point, but the girls are doing well with it and kind of improving, and it's shown in our results.
Who shined for you last night down at Riverside?
Sadie Smith had another great tournament, taking home the championship. So it was good to see her. When she opens up and gets her offense, she's really impressive. So it's good to see her starting to trust that more and more and gain that confidence as the year goes. And then Riley Massey, she's still pretty green at times as a wrestler, but she's real aggressive and real physical and never afraid of anyone. So she's going to go out and let it fly and mix it up, and that's really fun to see.
Yeah, that's outstanding. Those two turning into leaders for that group of girls then?
Yeah, Sadie being one of our seniors has done a pretty good job being a leader, senior, and kind of has the most experience on the team. So a lot of girls do look to her for leadership. But kind of all in all, this group of girls gels together really well. Seems like they all get along for the most part, and they're really team oriented. It kind of, they're doing a good job working together and supporting each other. So it's been a fun group of girls to work with.
Yeah, them two, and then Madigan Hoyt and Anna and Kara have been wrestling really, really well as well. I know them three went undefeated for you Monday when you guys were at that quad.
Yeah, that was kind of a fun event. We don't wrestle too many duels with the girls' side of things, so it was fun to see that, get them to compete in a different light, more of a, focused team environment instead of individual tournament where the team results kind of come together on their own. But the girls did well. It was fun having them all on the bench together, and so it was definitely a fun event to be a part of.
Yeah, you picked up a couple of wins that night in those duels. Ended up tying with Carroll, if I understand correctly. They ended up taking home the win on like the sixth criteria. Though you actually won, I think you were 5-3 in matches wrestled against them that night. So that had you feel pretty good.
Yeah, it always You know, like you said, we lost on criteria, so that kind of stinks. But at the end of the day, the girls wrestled well. Like you mentioned, we came out of the winning side in head-to-head matches, so that's what you want. You know, you want the girls that are out there competing to be doing well and improving and things like that. So criteria we lost on was actually least number of forfeits. So it, you know, unfortunate situation. Had a couple girls out for, you know, sickness and things like that. But at the end of the day, the girls that were able to show up wrestled well, and that's really what it's all about.
You guys were down at the Audubon tournament last weekend. I know you didn't get a chance to go down, but I know Gary Schmitz jumped in and helped a little bit with, you know, your assistants that were down there. What did you hear, and how did you feel like things went that day?
I heard a lot of good things. You know, it's awesome that Gary is able to make it over. He does a ton. You know, he's working with our middle school girls and boys right now.
Yep.
And he does a ton. You know, any level of wrestling from youth up through high school at Kemper, he's all hands on deck, so that's awesome to have him still involved with them. And then our three girls assistant coaches that made it over, all had great things to say about the girls. They said that, you know, real focused, real motivated, kind of getting our offense. You know, all the stuff we preach day in and day out, it seems like going through at that tournament, so it was good to hear.
Coach, let's flip over to the boys here. You guys wrestled Tuesday down at CAM at a quad. Shenandoah and Griswold were there. You edged by Griswold in a fairly tight one, knocked off a CAM, and then ended up falling to Shenandoah. What'd you see from the boys?
Yeah, I thought we got better as the night went on. You know, starting our night off with Shenandoah, we were a little tentative, a little timid. And they're our strong team. You know, all credit to them. They wrestled hard. They wrestled well. They did a good job. They had a lot of tough kids. But I didn't think our first duel was very reflective of how, you know, what we're capable of this year. And we kind of had a talk afterwards. Our second duel looked a little better. And then that third one looked a little better. You know, it's early in the year for the guys. We're a pretty young group. Got a lot of first-year starters out there. So it's going to be a year where every time out, we just want to grow a little bit, you know, a little better this week, a little better this week. So we're taking steps in the right direction. Better coming home from that quad than I did coming home from the Humboldt tournament. So every time out, if we can be a little better, then, you know, come February, we're going to be closer to where we want to be.
Who took some of the biggest steps for you, do you think, you know, Tuesday night?
You know, Joe Klein has wrestled pretty well,
yep.
Which you'd love to see from a senior. You know, he's been in the program his whole life, so you love to see it kind of starting to come together a little more as a senior. McGuire Hoyt, after taking some time off after the football season, was able to get back on the mat and look pretty impressive in his win. Becky Wernemann is starting to put things together again a little bit, so we have a lot of guys that are trending in the right direction.
Coach, you guys headed over to the Ogden duels now with the boys this morning. You know, weather, of course, dependent. Hopefully you got some sleep after getting back from Riverside last night. I know you're used to no sleep, so you'll probably be fine when the energy cranks up when you get over there. But what are you hoping to see from the boys over there today?
Just, you know, I want to see us bring in, kind of like I talked about the girls, bring the action, you know, push the pace, control
yep.
the hand fight, get to our leg attacks. You know, guy side and girl side, when we're the ones dictating the match, good things happen for us. So that's a big focal point. You know, with our dual lineup at the moment, not quite where we want to be. We got some openings that we're hoping to, you know, fill in through, you know, guys coming out, guys getting back from being healthy, guys moving weights, all that kind of stuff. So our dual lineup's going to be a little different, but regardless, the focus is going to be, you know, the guy on the mat. How can he get better today? How can he get better in this match? And taking one step forward at a time.
Coach, who's on your guys' side of the brackets today? I know it's never an easy tournament over there.
Yeah, we've got Gilbert, Ogden, North. For sure. And then we'll find out, obviously, the day goes, who we get in the cross pool.
So it doesn't sound kind of like I expected. Not an easy bracket to be in.
Yeah, but, you know, that's what you want, especially
yep.
early in the year. You want those tough matches to kind of expose where you need to work and where you need to improve, and it's always good to get a measuring stick of where we truly are as a team at the moment.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all the time. Appreciate you joining us here while you're on the road heading over to Ogden today. So wish you the best of luck, and we look forward to catching up with you again here soon. And catch a break if you can and your breath this weekend if you get a chance.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
You bet. Head coach again, Shane Vaughn, with the Kemper boys and girls wrestling teams.
Tune in each Monday morning and afternoon for the IKM Manning Minute. We'll be talking to the students about what they're doing and learning each week. The IKM Manning Minute is brought to you by NextGen Ag Supply in Templeton.
Jeff Blankman joined on this Saturday morning by Deb Dander, of course, the boys swim coach with the Carroll Tigers. They had a meet Tuesday that got rescheduled for Thursday because of the weather. It got postponed again Thursday, so hoping to make it up sometime in January. So, Coach, we'll talk about last Saturday when you guys were at Boone, so I appreciate you joining us here today. How are we doing today?
Yeah, we're doing really good. Just getting the boys ready for practice, and
Yeah, what are you going to do with a Saturday coming up tomorrow where you don't have to travel for a meet? That's kind of odd.
It is a little odd for me, but Cass does have a home meet Saturday,
okay.
So chances are I'll probably be there.
Yeah, you can't find a day where you're not around a pool somewhere, right?
Right.
Let's bounce back to last Saturday, Coach. A really good showing, I think, for you and the guys. You finished second to a very strong Boone team. You end up with 61 points. This is one of those unique ones. I think it's the only meet maybe in the state where everything's swam as a relay. And to me, I guess, looking at what you guys did that day, it was a really, really strong day.
Yeah, the boys had a great meet. They swam strong. It was a lot of fun for them.
Yeah, you set one new meet record. That was the 200 medley relay with Tegan, League, and Landon, and Charlie Logan. So what stood out for you? That was one of your two, I should say, meet records. What stood out for you about that one in the 200 medley relay?
Yeah, the boys, they had a fantastic race. They looked really strong. Their exchanges looked great. Wasn't real sure what Charlie was going to do exactly, but he proved himself big time. So
nice.
He's going to be one of our strong swimmers on relays for sure.
Good to hear that. What worked so well that they were able to? Was it the turns, or did just everybody go out and really, really swim well?
Yeah, they all went out and had just great times. So, it's one of those times that, and we've talked about this before, where you can't seem to get all four on the same page at the same meet.
Right.
But they were there for that one, so that was great.
The other meet record you set was Legan and Tegan teaming up in the 2x50 freestyle. They swam a 42.75. No real surprise you get those two guys teaming up together that you set a record, right?
Oh yeah, they were looking forward to that. Last year they took the 2x200 IM record, and so it was our objective was to find a different event to try and take this time.
And did they choose it, or did you choose the one you wanted them to get?
Nope, I let them choose it. I knew it didn't matter what they swam; they were gonna take a record. So it was just 100% up to them which event they wanted. And they ended up swimming it against two of their ACAC teammates, who also swam the 2x50. So that was just a great race to watch. Some really friendly competition. It was nice.
Yeah, and I'm sure that they like to have the bragging rights now, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Legan and Weston Toft also teamed up to win the 2x100 fly. Coach, who all swam really, really well for you?
Yeah, like I said, Charlie had a great meet. He swam well in that medley relay, and then in his other events he did very well, proving himself too. And Weston swam some great races. All the boys did fantastic. Brody Screen was looking to get a 110 in his 100 breaststroke, and he managed to hit that, so he was really excited about that. Henry Osterlund went a 116 in his 100 breast, so he was really thrilled that he finally got that down below a 120. So,
nice.
That was just, those are some fun races when you know their goals and you're seeing them hit those goals, and it's just fun to watch all that.
What do you hope the boys took away from last weekend?
So really, last weekend was, I mean, they proving themselves that they had what it takes. But also, it's just kind of a fun meet. Relays are, they're a lot of fun at meets. You are competing with other boys on your relay. You know you can't let them down. Relays are always just a fun race. So, you know, having this meet where everything is a relay, they really paired up well with whoever I put them with for their events. And they had a great time and learned a lot about themselves, that they were capable of swimming the races that they were hoping to race.
Coach, what do you hope to get done today and maybe this weekend or whatever to get ready for Tuesday, or at least today and Monday to get ready for Sioux City West on Tuesday?
So we're really trying to work those underwaters right now. We're a little weak with that yet. We have a tendency to pop up out of the water fairly quick off of our starts. So, that's been a big focus for the last couple of days, just trying to get our underwaters out there a little bit further. So, I'm just working on our turns, kind of the basic stuff yet. It's early enough that we can still work on those things and hopefully get that down before we really need them to be right on, spot on.
What are you looking at with Sioux City West coming up on Tuesday? You got to go there. How good are they this season?
Yeah, they're always a good team. It's tough. They've got the entire city of Sioux City to pick from for swimmers. So, they get a lot of talent up there and they have a really good club team up there to help push them along. So, they're a good team. And if we can take a few races away and finish close to them in some other races, I'm good with that. That shows that they are strong swimmers. Sioux City's always had a terrific, they've always had a terrific team. So, anything that we can do to kind of slow them down a little bit is a plus on our side.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all the time. Enjoy a Saturday and Sunday somewhat away from the pool, because I know you got some other things to get done. So wish you the best of luck with everything. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk to you again here soon.
Great. Thank you.
You bet. Head Coach Deb Danner again with the Carroll Boys Swim Team. We're back right after this on the CB Sports Network here on KCIM.
Hi, this is Brenda with Bank Midwest, and I would like to take a moment to say thank you to our customers and friends. You mean so much to us. May the holiday season fill your home with joy, your heart with love, and your life with laughter. Bank Midwest, member FDIC.
Back here on the Pete's Ranch Coaches Show, talking some Carroll Boys Wrestling as head coach Eric Nagel is joining us here today. And Coach, it's always good to catch up with you. How you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you.
You bet, Coach. You guys headed over to Ogden for the duels, hopefully here this morning. That's always usually a really good tournament. You guys fare well. We'll talk about that coming up. Your match is Thursday with Carlisle, got postponed. Hopefully you'll be able to slide those in. Probably, I'm guessing, sometime after the first of the year?
Yeah, we're trying to get somewhere in January. Right now it's like one date open for both, so we'll see. Hopefully it works out.
All right. Well, we wish
it will get rescheduled somehow. Yeah. I just don't know when.
It's always tough. Everybody's schedule so full, and nobody's schedule seem to match up very well, and that's the way it works. But you did get to go up to Sergeant Bluff last Saturday. I don't know how the roads were for you coming back. I've heard some stories from some other coaches coming back from some other weekend tournaments last Saturday that it wasn't a lot of fun. So hopefully for you guys, the roads were better and that the meet went well.
The roads were not better, but the meet did go well, yes. The roads on the way back were really dicey. Brian Holt did a great job driving us there, and I stood in the front of the bus, and him and I conversed, and we saw one snowplow the entire time on the other side of the roads, and we drove down the middle, so it was an interesting ride home.
Yeah, I was going to say, that snowplow on the other side of the road didn't do you a whole lot of good, did it?
No, it did not, but no, we wrestled really, really well after our Thursday duel with Boone and Pleasant Valley and Webster City.
Good. What was the turnaround for you?
I don't know. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was just the nerves, the expectations. I don't know what it was. They just seemed like Saturday when the tournament came, the kids seemed a little bit more focused, a little more ready to go. And it's just different atmosphere, you know, when you have a dual thing. It's a dual tournament or dual anything. It's a little bit different, you know. You got to kind of wrestle your match and wait for your partner to get, or your buddy to get done, and then the next, and then momentum swings, and you get those types of things where when you're in a tournament-style situation, it's just you. You do your part. You move on to the next. You kind of just worry about yourself in that situation versus kind of your teammates. I mean, not that you don't look at your teammates and want to support them, but you just kind of focus on yourself and do what you have to do to move on.
Six of your guys ended up placing that day, and we had talked last Saturday morning about how difficult of a tournament. Was that about the number you were hoping, or what was kind of the goal going in?
I had no idea how we were going. Like, right. Our coaching staff, it was really, really interesting because when we got there, they kind of already had it seated, so there really wasn't a seating meeting, so you just kind of sent it in, and it kind of drew out however it was, which was kind of nice. You didn't have any arguments. You just kind of went in there and battled it out, and as coaches, it was the first time we really never looked. I mean, you saw who you had to wrestle, and you looked, you know, kind of in your thing or where you were seated or possibility, but we didn't know much about our opponents in there, didn't look ahead, didn't look at anything, and the kids just kind of took it match by match and just kind of evaluated there and adjusted. But yeah, it was a great first tournament after going to Dallas Intergrinds as many years we have. They run a great tournament down there. Stratton does a great job running the tournaments, and DCG is always nice when we get down there and kind of like seeing your old buddies from college, you know, you get a chance to talk and realize how things are going. So we were kind of the new kids on the block when we got up there, so it was kind of nice. Not too many people. I mean, people that we've wrestled before knew who we were, but people we haven't ever seen before, it was nice to see. So we wrestled pretty good.
Coach, did you feel like it was kind of almost more like the state tournament then, considering that you had, you know, you didn't really get a lot to and didn't know the wrestlers that the guys were going up against?
A little bit, but not as much, because the state wrestling tournament, you get that draw out beforehand.
Right.
So you kind of have a general idea of where you're going to, if you win, who you got. So you kind of get some scouting in that. Where this one, I mean, you kind of look, but you got teams from Nebraska, teams from South Dakota in there. So you don't get a chance to know who those guys are. I mean, you get to hear, you know, how their teams are just because of reputation and things like that throughout the states. But really didn't know anybody, so that was kind of a nice little thing. You just put your foot on the mat and took on the person in front of you, and that's all you had to really worry about.
One of the guys that you anticipated probably wrestling well and did was Quentin Polking. Went out, went undefeated, won himself a title. When you got a chance to be on his mat, what did you see from him?
Q did a really good job. He just stayed in a really good position. His final match was against a kid, which it's hard to believe was bigger than him. And,
really?
Yeah, so, but Q did a great job, and kid kind of got a little anxious on some things. We ended up catching him in, I can't remember, a headlock or a throw or something, and kind of took care of business and stuck him in there and gave everything he had and wrestled the way he did. And it's nice, and Q's very explosive, and when he gets a chance to be explosive, he becomes really, really dangerous. So he used that to his advantage a little bit, and I think the kid kind of thought he could out-muscle him a little bit in there, and Q's a strong individual.
Yep.
And kind of just did what Q does. So it was fun and felt really, really good for him. The team felt good for him and, you know, a little exciting. And the bad thing is it was kind of right after his brother got done wrestling in the championship match, and Kieran wrestled a really, really good match against the number three kid in the state. And we were leading the match there and ended up kind of ran out of gas a little bit and didn't get off the bottom and had a one-point lead, and we kind of lost it a little bit and ended up getting pinned in that situation. But Q jumped right back in and just kind of went about his business and did his part, and that was really fun to see.
Yeah, and Kieran, it looks like in the final 30 seconds, kind of gave that up. So, as you said, wrestled really, really well. Michael Rowetter also going 4-2, and Carson Tedrow going 2-2, kind of your other top placers, with Rowetter in fifth and Tedrow finishing up in fourth.
Yeah, they wrestled really well. I mean, Michael did a lot better job than, you know, what he did on Thursday, made some adjustments, and took the stuff that we were working on in practice, like I said. You know, my goal was what we'd work in practice that we see on the mat, and Michael did that. And same with Tedrow. Tedrow had it, you know, he's just not at the weight that he needs to be at. He's wrestling 26, and I know he's going to 20 at some point, but, you know, he stuck his nose in there, and both seniors in there. So, you know, you take those four seniors and you got some pretty good leadership in there, and they've been there before and did their job.
Coach, the guys that didn't maybe pick up a lot of wins or any wins, what did you hope that they took away from Saturday?
Oh, I think they took that, you know, they're in it, and sometimes you're the hammer and sometimes you're the nail. It's a lot more fun to be the hammer than the nail, but yep. sometimes you just run into those buzzsaws. So they just took it and learned from their experiences. And we got back on Monday and they watched their film and made some adjustments, and we made some figure some things out on what they need to do. And, you know, just took it as it is. And I think that's a nice part about it. I think a lot of kids put so much pressure on themselves, you know, to be a state qualifier and do all this stuff. They think they got to have that happen in December in your first tournament. And we're like, we're building that toolbox, you know, we're just keep loading that toolbox and we learn from it, and you put it away and then figure out tools that you can use the next time. And it's just a learning experience for us. And I think that was the coolest part about it. The kids just kind of took it as, you know, it's just me getting better and focusing on getting better and not really focusing on the results. That's what we kind of took as a team. That was really, really nice. Just enjoy the process, and nobody wants to enjoy that process, but that's part of it. When you have a grueling sport like wrestling, you have to just look at the little baby steps and your progress there and just try to get better every day. And like I said, sometimes you're the hammer, sometimes you're the nail. So it just turns out that way.
Coach, you're in Ogden today for the duels. Who's in your guys' pool?
We have Algona, Greene County, Nevada, and Perry on our side.
Pretty tough side of the bracket. How you feeling?
Yeah, I think we got the good side of it. I mean, it is what it is.
Yep.
But nothing that we're, you know, gonna be, I don't want to say scared because we're not, but nothing that we're not used to. We
right.
just know we're gonna get everybody's best game, and that's what we want. And we want to give them our best matchups and our best game, and that's what the kids strive for. So we're gonna go in, and it's a nice little rematch against Algona that we lost in the finals, I think, 2 years in a row. So I think we got to get a chance to get back at them. And then, you know, you played Nevada in football, so it's a little chance to get a rematch a little bit there. Maybe
yeah.
some guys that you lost on the football side. And Greene County, we see a lot. You know, we'll see them at our tournament as well. And then seeing Perry is going to be nice just because, you know, they used to be in our conference and we haven't wrestled them very often. We'll see them at their Perry tournament and things like that. But Jared Danes does such a good job with those guys, and their staff's always really, really cool to get along with. So that's a cool part. We get to jump in and see some familiar foes and then get some a little bit of different look at some people.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck. As always, appreciate all of the time. Enjoy any part of the weekend you get a chance to enjoy.
I will. I appreciate it. Thanks. And as always, go Tigers.
Head coach again, Eric Noggle with the Carroll Boys wrestling team. Back with more of the Pete's Ranch Coaches Show here on KCIM.
I serve for the place I call home.
I serve to protect those around me.
I serve as an intelligence analyst.
I serve as a maintainer.
Because I like fixing things.
I serve because my dad did, and because his dad did too.
I serve to learn things I've never learned in school.
I serve as an airman in the Air National Guard.
Join today at goang.com or call 515-261-8541.
Paid for by the Iowa Air National Guard in cooperation with the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Joe Daniels, the head girls wrestling coach of the Carroll Tigers, joining us here on this Saturday morning. They're headed to a meet, of course, up at Western Iowa, up in Ottawa a little bit later on this morning. Coach, as always, good to catch up with you. How you doing?
Yeah, doing real well. You know, a little cold outside, but we're
yeah, we don't like these cold and snowy days anymore. We've had enough when it's not even winter yet, right?
Yes. You know, it's winter sports in the Midwest, so you got to embrace that. It's kind of part of it. So,
yep.
Yeah, cold buses are what we're used to.
Absolutely. Well, at least last weekend, hopefully you guys didn't have too tough a travel coming back from Audubon. Pretty good day for you and the girls down there. You had a lot of girls place. Overall, your thoughts on how last Saturday went?
Really well. Honestly, we came out there, and each girl kind of showed their own individual stuff, which is really what we push for in practice. We try our best to not be a cookie-cutter team that's real easy to scout. And I think, you know, I've been trying to do that since last year. And I think, honestly, last Saturday at Audubon was the first time you really saw, you know, we got 10 different girls and they're all doing 10 different things, and
yep.
and it's really hard to scout us. And when we move around in weight classes and stuff, they don't really know what's coming. And I think just them opening up and finding their identity on the mat was the biggest thing there. Helped a couple of them. We changed a couple of things, how we set some things up. for their style rather than just for, you know, the generic setups. So yeah, it was fun. It was fun to watch. Never did get bored that whole day. Fans traveled really well. Of course, it's not very far, but yeah, we were kind of joking that the Carroll crowd didn't pick a section. They were all over the gym. So, you know, and that helps a lot too. But yeah, the girls were in good spirits. The weather was okay, at least when we first started. And we came away with some hardware, and that's, you know, that's the main reason you go there.
Yeah,
so,
it was probably hard, Coach, to get all the Tiger fans in one spot. They had to be moving between a couple of different gyms, and there were so many people there. You moved, you weren't getting your spot back probably, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, especially as a coach, because we can't own a spot in that section for more than about, you know, 20 minutes ever anyway. So we kind of find a spot where we can.
Yeah, moving from mat to mat to help your girls out. Let's talk about the individual stuff. Who did you feel like wrestled really well? You had the champion in Alexis Esquivel. You also had, Emma Grossman taking second and Emma Daniels finishing third. So you had some really high placers along with Cammy Jones taking third place. But as far as just getting out there and doing what you needed him to do that day, who really stood out for you?
Well, I think we lost our chance to keep Alexis Esquivel a secret. We kind of talked about her being a secret last week. I think that's probably the cat might be out of that bag. She's just an absolute go-getter. She will score a million points if you let her. She never stops. A lot of the 100-pounders kind of wrestle that way, but she does it with technique.
Right.
What she's doing is good stuff. She's actually getting after you. She's going for very specific moves. It's all very calculated. And it was just fun to see her get that first place and see that look in her eyes that knows that, yeah, you know, I am as good as advertised, and she's really ready to put her head down and get to work now. Daniels and Grossman, no real big surprise there. Kind of everybody already knows about them.
Right.
They just went out and did their job. They know what their job is. We talk about that a lot in the room. We talk about, hey, you know, if you're a hammer, this is your job, you know, stuff like that. And they know that. Their expectations were right where they needed to be. Emma Daniels kind of got caught in a kind of a weird situation. It was kind of a split second thing. And the next thing you know, she lost that match. That's how she ended up in third.
Right.
Otherwise, she would have been in the finals too. And that will happen, especially at heavyweight. It's kind of a big question mark, no matter how good you are, how ranked you are. Every once in a while, somebody just grabs your head. I mean,
yep.
it's just a part of that weight class. But as far as Cammy Jones, I mean, that's another name most people would already know. She's a senior as well. She puts in a lot of hard work, and she has a really good record. So with Destiny Rizelman, I mean, that's kind of our other little secret, right? We're real, real tough in those first 3, 4, 5 weights. When we're healthy, we can roll with just about any team in the state in those first 5 weights. But yeah, you know, when you're in the room every single day with somebody like Alexis Esquivel, and Cammy Jones, and, you know, a couple of names that didn't even get mentioned because they didn't wrestle that day, like Brianna Hernandez, and, you know, it's just, there's so many girls. We have so many girls down in those lower weights. So it's nice to see that we picked the right ones to put out there that day and you know, they got their job done.
Yeah. You guys didn't have much time to recover and relax just Sunday. You guys headed down to a quad on Monday, down at Harlan, picked up, but technically 3 wins on the day. You knocked off Denison, Schleswig, and Harlan and got past Kemper as well. That one was a tiebreaker that gave you the win there, but the other two were pretty dominant. Did you feel like the girls just kind of turned that corner and wrestled really, really well again on Monday?
Well, and, I would say yes, but I would also say, you know, we kind of have this conversation every season where we have a lot of, we're really familiar with Denison. They're really familiar with us.
Right.
So even if you beat them the first time, I mean, they know all your secrets. You're not hiding anything from them the second time around. So I think, if anything, that was a bigger statement to be able to beat that same team twice in just, you know, like 2 weeks.
Right.
That showed that we were ready to go. The first time we beat them, to be honest, a lot of that was from forfeits. We got a lot of our points from forfeits. Our actual win-to-loss ratio on matches was not very good that day. But this time, we turned that around. Out of the matches that we wrestled, we only lost a single match, one match.
Right.
Same with Harlan. So I think when you go into these places and you walk away with only one loss, you know, and every other point they score is from forfeits, I think you're making a lot of statements in a lot of places. And right now we're sitting at, I believe our record's 7-2. We ended our year last year 3-7. So hopefully that speaks for itself. You know, I never really look at the team scores at a tournament, except for you brought it up last week, Jeff. So now we were down in Audubon and I had to look at that team score before I could leave the building. And I saw how close we really were, you know. I think it was Audubon, Kemper, us right in a row right there,
right.
Like 5-6-7 or 6-7-8 or something like that. You know, all within a couple of points. So we knew we were going to be close with them when we dueled them. And sure enough, you know, it was a tie. I had to go down to like the 6th or 7th criteria in the tiebreaker to decide who won. And it did end up going in our favor. But, you know, Kemper's a very tough team.
Right.
They moved a couple of girls around we weren't expecting, just to give us some tougher matches. And, you know, we have an appreciation for each other. We definitely respect each other. We know where our strengths and our weaknesses are in our lineups. But at the end of the day, you know, we're just that close. We're just that close that we would be 1 point away from each other in a tournament and then turn around 2 days later and be tied in a duel kind of tells you everything you need to know about the two teams. So.
Yeah, two really good teams squaring off. Coach, you're back in action. You're on the road up to Ottawa this morning, West Monona, for a big tournament up there. What's the goals? And you won't have to look at the team score. I'll post it for you later today or tomorrow.
So, you know, headed up there, again, it's an individual tournament. We were supposed to have a duel on Thursday, but our first home duel, but due to weather, again, you know, it's a winter sport in the
yep.
Midwest, and we've already covered that with our kids long before the season even started. You know, hey, just know that this schedule is flexible, you know, all that stuff. So hopefully that didn't affect them too much. But, you know, today it's all about scoring first. Doesn't matter. Doesn't have to be in the first 10 seconds of the match. Just score first so that
right.
you have a lead. Don't let nerves play into it at all. It's a smaller tournament. There's not a lot of teams. The crowd shouldn't be as big. You know, we've already been to places like Nevada and Audubon. So realistically, coming in here, it's going to feel more like a duel than a tournament a lot of times. So they just need to get to their offense as quickly as possible, score a few points, get a lead. And then from there, they can let it fly, do what they need to do. You know, some of them are going to let it stay close, go the distance, beat them with their stamina, and others are going to, you know, look for a pin right away. But the main thing is we want that stat sheet to say we scored first as often as possible, you know, in the 70 to 80% range or even higher. That's what we're looking for.
Well, hopefully, Coach, that leads to a lot of victories here today. Appreciate you joining us. Best of luck up there later on today, and looking forward to seeing how the girls did, and looking forward to catching up with you again next week.
Of course, yeah. Thanks as always, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Joe Daniels again with the Carroll Girls Wrestling Team. We're back with more here on the Pete's Ranch Coaches Show.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pete's Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pete's Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pete's Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
That'll wrap up the Coaches Show for this is Saturday morning. Again, quick look at today's local sports schedule. Check it out again online at sports.1380kcm.com for any of the postponements and cancellations if the weather gets bad today in wrestling. ESAC and South Central Calhoun girls are at the Spencer Tournament. Audubon and South Central Calhoun boys are at the Riverside Tournament. Coon Rapids Baird boys are at the Lennox Tournament. Carroll and Kemper boys are at the Ogden Duels. And Carroll girls are at the Western Iowa Tournament at West Monona. Audubon girls will finish up that Western Iowa Classic. In basketball, starting at 10 o'clock this morning, Coon Rapids Baird girls and boys taking on Bishop Garrigan at the Iowa Central Classic. We'll have the coverage on 93.7 KKRL. Coverage getting underway at about 9:45 this morning. Tonight in that Iowa Central Classic, it'll be the Kemper boys battling Clear Lake. We'll have that broadcast again on 93.7 KKRL. Coverage getting underway at about 6:30. Carroll Tigers hosting Storm Lake today in basketball. Doubleheader action with Casey Miners on Kick 106.7 and the CB Sports Network YouTube channel. Coverage should get underway at about 3:45. IKM Manning again taking on Exirocorn Kimbledon. Girls playing at 1 o'clock down in Audubon. Boys will play at Elkhorn here this afternoon as well. And Peyton Trudan girls and boys go to Manson Northwest Webster. Thanks to Justin Yetmar, Katie Cook, Randy Beeson, Sean Manahan, Shane Vaughn, Deb Danner, Eck Nagel, and also Joe Daniels for joining us. And thank you for joining us as well. Have a great weekend, everybody.
A few more changes to today's local sports schedule. Again, you can find all of the updates available online at sports.1380kcm.com on the sports schedule page. Just go to the features drop down menu, click on sports schedule, then click on Saturday, and all of those updates have been made. Here's the latest in what's going on. In basketball, Coon Rapids Baird taking on Bishop Garrigan up at Fort Dodge at Iowa Central has been canceled. IKM Manning girls at Exirocorn Kimbledon down in Audubon postponed until January 17th. The IKM Manning boys at Exirocorn Kimbledon playing in Elkhorn today also postponed until January the 17th. In wrestling, ESAC girls and South Central Calhoun girls are not attending the Spencer tournament this morning. Everything else on as scheduled as of right now. That's the latest updates here on the CB Sports Network. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.